Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Hi, friends. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. Welcome to our time of prayer and reading of Scripture. It's a delight to have you with us, and thank you for inviting others, too. There's some folks only you can reach to grow our online audience. If you have prayer intentions, leave them in the comments as we pray together, because we're also praying for one another. Let's put ourselves in God's presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we drink deep today of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which we continue to celebrate in these 50 days of special joy. And we want to drink deeply of the energy that this resurrection brings us, the new start, the new vigor, the tireless energy, the zeal for your kingdom, the zeal for defending life. Lord, we repent of our sins. Give us your forgiveness. And we look forward to the opportunities that this day gives us to bear witness to your kingdom. May we do so faithfully. And may we live the word we are about to read through Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The high priest rose up and all his companions, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, laid hands upon the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, the angel of the Lord opened the doors of the prison, led them out, and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life." When they heard this, they went to the temple early in the morning and taught. When the high priest and his companions arrived, they convened the Sanhedrin, the full Senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the jail to have them brought in. But the court officers who went did not find them in the prison. So they came back and reported, "We found the jail securely locked and the guards stationed outside the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." When the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests heard this report, they were at a loss about them as to what this would come to. Then someone came in and reported to them, "The men whom you put in prison are in the temple area and are teaching the people." Then the captain and the court officers went and brought them, but without force, because they were afraid of being stoned by the people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You know, right after the four Gospels, which tell the story of the earthly ministry, the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord, we have the Acts of the Apostles. Not the meditations or reflections of the apostles, not even the writings of the apostles, the Acts. Because the resurrection unleashes an energy. It unleashes a zeal for the kingdom. There was a lot of running around on Easter morning, the women running from the tomb and the apostles running to the tomb and everyone running back and forth, sharing the most important and glorious news of human history, that death has been conquered, sin and evil have been broken. We have a new life given to us by God, and we have to hurry up and take advantage of it while there is still time. The Acts of the Apostles, the energy, the vigor of proclaiming the gospel with a single-minded focus. You want to succeed in something, focus, concentration, and perseverance are the keys. And so we see here also courage. These apostles know that they are, the word apostle means someone who's sent, and they know the one who is sending them, Jesus, the risen Christ. And so they're preaching, and the highest religious authority of their day, the Sanhedrin, puts them in prison, but the angel shows who's boss. The angel gets them out of the prison, says, "Go and keep preaching," and they obey. Brothers and sisters, this same thing happens to us. You know, Paul, no doubt knowing of this, this is prior to his conversion, but no doubt knowing of this and having come to know the other apostles, says when he writes his second letter to Timothy in chapter 2, verse 10, you cannot imprison the word of the Lord. You can imprison our bodies, but not our spirits. You can imprison us, but not our consciences. Our consciences are committed to the proclamation of life of the risen Christ. And this is what these apostles show in this passage and in many others, and ultimately with the giving of their lives. You cannot imprison the word of the Lord. Now, this is what literally is being done to you and me today. Those of us who have a message of what you might call clear conservative Christianity, biblical teaching, pro-life values, it goes under many different terms, but there's an attack against all of this, both in the civil arena and in the church. And they try to silence us in many different ways. And right now we have pro-life people in prison, literally, like these apostles were, for proclaiming the gospel of life, simply for proclaiming the gospel of life. And letting that gospel of life lead them to intervene for the lives for which they are speaking up. They are imprisoning the pro-life people, but they cannot imprison the pro-life message. The other side is trying to imprison the word of the Lord, the gospel of life, in another way. These ballot initiatives that are taking place in various states took place in Ohio. I was recently in Michigan, took place there the year before last. It's going to take place here in Florida. I say it is this imprisoning, this attempt to imprison the word of the Lord. Why? Because it's not just setting a policy of abortion, and it's unrestricted abortion that they're looking for, but it's putting it in the Constitution and thereby trying to imprison the effort to pass pro-life measures after that, because a legislature can't pass a law that's contrary to the Constitution. So what they're trying to do is stop all pro-life laws in advance, imprisoning the effort for life bubbling forth from the people. But what do you think that is going to happen? Is that going to quell the consciences of the people? Not any more than it quelled the consciences of these apostles. They went out and they preached the word. The angel let them out of prison. You cannot imprison the word of the Lord. You cannot imprison the conscience of the people of life. You can put their bodies behind bars, but their word will go forth to all the earth. Their conviction will multiply. What's happening in the pro-life movement right now? You know, we honored those that are in prison when we had our national prayer service in January on the day of the March for Life. I'm privileged to lead that service each year. We honored the pro-life people who are in prison. So what was happening there? What was happening was the very fact that their bodies were behind bars gave even more vigor to their message. Their message is going out, waking up more people, helping people to realize, look, these people are sacrificing their freedom and their convenience and their reputation. What are you doing? It invigorates the entire movement, and it should, just like the suffering of these apostles invigorated the early church. The more they were persecuted, the more they rejoiced at being counted worthy. And here's the attitude we need to have. It's the attitude of the Beatitudes. Blessed are you when they persecute you. They rejoiced at being counted worthy to suffer for the name. But brothers and sisters, the absolute perseverance. Don't obey the cancel culture, no matter what form it comes in. I had to resist it even in the church. You know, by default, we obey church authority. We don't deny that. I don't rebel against that. But when that authority is telling you to stop preaching the word of the Lord, you don't obey. This is an example of that right here. The angel of the Lord brought them out of that prison. The highest religious authorities of their day were the ones who threw them in there. You cannot imprison the word of the Lord. You cannot imprison the conscience of the people of life. And that is why in the risen Christ we have the victory. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, because the Acts of the Apostles flow from the vigor of the resurrection living within them. You, the risen Lord Jesus, living within us, a power that cannot be imprisoned. May we not bow to the cancel culture in any way, shape, or form, May we not be silenced, intimidated, or deterred in the least. But for every effort of pushback against us, Lord God, let our vigor double and triple and multiply a hundredfold. Let us follow the example of these apostles. Well, Lord, we pray for one another right now. We intercede for the needs of all who are watching. We intercede for the needs of our nation. We intercede for this election. We intercede for the church. And we sum up all our prayers now in offering the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thank you, friends. Again, please bring others in to watch these broadcasts. It's a joy to have you help us out in that way. And we will talk to you again tomorrow.
This is Father Dennis Wild, Associate Director of Priests for Life. Been in the organization for 25 years, and it's marvelous because I want to tell you today about financial support for one of our most effective pro-life ministries in the world. Priests for Life has been leading the fight against abortion for decades. We are led by a strong and varied team of pro-life activists and experts in mobilizing churches, electing pro-life candidates, leading prayer efforts, publishing and broadcasting, healing the wounds of abortion, uniting pro-life leaders in strategy, meetings, defending life in the international arena. All of this, Priests for Life does not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have very high evaluations among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor. Or you can call us at 321-500-1000. That's 321-500-1000. God bless you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.